Time now for your letters. Several listeners took issue with Joshua Lev's story on the Doolittle Raiders reunion. The story mentions 50 Japanese civilian casualties during the raid that American forces launched in retaliation for the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Phil Rose of Bellingham, Washington writes, "You mentioned that the ship which carried the B-25 bombers was spotted by a Japanese vessel, but that the American ship managed to sink it. I think that in the spirit of even-handed reporting, it would have been worth noting that the Japanese vessel in question was a civilian fishing vessel and that the American armed forces killed the civilians on board in case they reported what they had seen to the authorities. Regardless of whether one thinks of this as a justified act, it would be nice to think that NPR would pass on all the facts and allow listeners to make up their own minds." On a lighter note, listener Yeshi Tashi heard our piece about yak cheese and wanted us to know that the word yak actually refers only to the male animal. Tashi, a native Tibetan, says yak is the male animal that is used mainly as a beast of burden. It is the female animal called dri, the one that did not get its due credit, that provides all the dairy products. Now, since we want our listeners to be well-informed about yaks in all their forms, and because we couldn't resist the amusing alliteration, we've researched this list of fun facts about yaks. Yaks can live up to 25 years at altitudes as high as 20,000 feet and can carry up to 200 pounds in high elevations. There are about 12 million domesticated yaks in the world, most of them roaming in China and Tibet. They can survive harsh snowstorms at temperatures as low as 40 degrees below zero. Of yaks living in the wild, only 15,000 are believed to still be alive. If you'd like to share your thoughts about yaks or anything else on our show, write to us at watc@npr.org. Be sure to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.